we certainly have a policy here that we're always continually looking to improve, but you know, we've got to the point that we feel that we can't make huge improvements anymore because year on year we have made improvements. So nowadays it's just fine tuning every year. 1 or 2%, if we can just, you know, improve by that much, then we feel that we're doing a good job. And I think the 1 or 2% you'll never really see. So the ultimate goal is that, you know, to try and to get that perfect scenario of getting the best grasses possible for tennis, just to make them sort of more hard wearing and more drought tolerant, so they can actually withstand more the pressures of the championships. And year on year we're doing that, and you know, I'd like to think that certainly in my lifetime we'll get to the point where we might get to the final weekend with baseline still with grass on it. That's at the moment, you know, a bit of a dream, but you never know with technologies. Over the years, we might be able to prove that.
He talks about the 1 or 2% improvements from the previous year. We say the fans may not notice anything. The players, I'm sure, notice every little blade of grass being different, don't they? Do you get that kind of feedback?
I think not really. I think what the one thing that players are looking for is consistency. So what, you know, whether it be on a match court or a practice court, what they want to feel is the ball coming through the same speed, the same height, and then sort of the reaction they get underfoot. They just want that to be consistent, and that's kind of what we try and deliver. And as long as we can deliver that across the board, you know, generally the players are happy with that.
How do you listen to what they want, or do you take into account much of what they want, or do you sort of have a set idea of what you've done in the past and sort of that being the tried and tested rule, rather than listening to maybe suggestions from the players?
Well, we're always looking, you know, primary, what we're looking for is how do we set up the courts for the grass to survive for not only the 2 weeks of the championships, but also the 9-day practice window beforehand. You know, we're having to keep these grass courts at sort of premium tournament readiness for nearly a month, and it's quite hard for the grass to do that because it's just not in its natural makeup to be sort of very hard and we're sort of where we sort of restrict watering and stuff like that. So ultimately we're having a look at plant health and plant vigour and how best it can survive the whole championships, but at the same time it has to tick every box for the player as well. So it's always that happy medium. We set the courts up how we think they should be and how they're going to survive. And then we then get the feedback practice week from the players, how it feels. And, you know, touch wood, luckily so far since I've worked here, they've both sort of correlated and they've both been the same. So, you know, we're setting the courts up as best we can. And, you know, and at the moment, the players are liking that.
You've talked about how much preparation goes into it. How big is this operation? Obviously, you have so many courts here at Wimbledon. How many people do you are you in charge of, and how much do you have going on throughout the whole championships?
Well, for full-time staff, I, including myself, we have a team of 16 that purely manage the grass, and we'll double that for the season. So from April through to October, we'll go up to a team of around 32. And then for the championships itself, we'll take on another 192 staff. So I end up with around 250 staff for the championships to help maintain all the courts and make sure that they get covered and make sure that we protect them against the rain. But like most things here at the club, you know, they're all tried and tested formulas, and we never really go out and try and change something for the sake of changing it. We always try and do it to sort of just slightly improve on the year before, which, you know, certainly in my department we very much like that, and we're always encouraged by the club to sort of, you know, never rest and sort of say, right, you know, we afford ourselves sometimes a quick pat on the back at the end of a championships, but then it's back to the drawing board to sort of say, right, where do we start improving? Because for us, within 3 weeks of the championships, we're now then starting to take some of the grass courts out of play. We then start the 2 month process of renovation to get them all ready for winter and sort of put them to bed, as we call it, ready for the following season. So it's a 365 day operation for managing these grass courts.
And all those people you employ, do you employ a personal weather forecaster to tell you exactly what's coming up? Because that's so important, isn't it?
We do. For the day before the championships, we have two sets of teams that come in that specialise in weather. You know, and we're one of these sports that, you know, relies on 100% that it has to be perfect for the players. And unlike, you know, in football or rugby, you can have a bit of a wet surface or something like that, or a 10-month playing season. Whereas for us, it's got to be bone dry, it's got to be perfect conditions, and, you know, we have our football season squashed into 2 weeks. So, you know, we have to be sort of on the ball for day one and make sure that for the whole 2 weeks we are exactly where it needs to be.
But as the sunshine beams down on us on this Friday afternoon, you must be in a fairly calm and optimistic state of mind at the moment with next week's forecast as well. It starting to look pretty good.
It is, but strangely enough, our worst case scenario is very, very hot weather. So that's kind of what we've got. So the challenge for us next week is trying to maintain the courts, because, you know, as we dry the courts out, we're restricted on the evenings on how much water we can put on to refresh the grass, being mindful that the following day it needs to be dry for the players. So if it becomes too hot, the plant can then start stressing out, and as we go through the championship. So, you know, currently the forecast, there's, you know, 3 or 4 days of hot weather at the back end of the first week, but then hopefully it'll start to cool down and we can start catching up in the second week. So it's nice to have that weather, but we're also at the same time very mindful that we don't want it too hot.